D. Promoting divorce and abortion. Before 1969, state divorce laws across the United States were based in traditional religious values. In order for a divorce to be considered, it required a legitimate claim of fault from one or both of the spouses. Western religion teaches that marriage was established by God. A stable family is beneficial to the husband, wife, children, and all of society. For this reason, the church and U.S. state laws all stressed the importance of preserving marriages except in extenuating circumstances. But in the 1960s, the ideology of the Frankfurt School had radiated out to society. Traditional marriage came under attack, and the most damage was done by liberalism and feminism. Liberalism rejected the divine nature of marriage by reducing its definition to a social contract between two people, while feminism views the traditional family as a patriarchal instrument in the suppression of women. Divorce was promoted as a woman's liberation from the, quote, oppression of an unhappy marriage, or her path to a thrilling life of adventure. This mindset led to the legalization of no-fault divorce, allowing either spouse to disband a marriage as irreconcilable for any reason. The U.S. divorce rate grew rapidly in the 1970s. For the first time in American history, more marriages were being ended not by death, but by disagreement. Of all newlywed couples in the 1970s, nearly half would divorce. Divorce has deep and long-lasting effects on children. Michael Reagan, the adopted son of former President Ronald Reagan, described the separation of his parents. Quote, "Divorce is where two adults take everything that matters to a child, the child's home, family, security, and sense of being loved and protected, and they smash it all up, leave it in ruins on the floor, then walk out and leave the child to clean up the mess." Promoting the, quote, right to abortion is another one of the methods the devil uses to destroy people. Initially, the discussion on legalized abortion was restricted to specific circumstances, such as rape, incest, or the debilitating health of the mother. Advocates of sexual liberation believe that sex should not be limited to the confines of marriage, but unwanted pregnancy presents a natural obstacle to this sort of lifestyle. Contraceptives may fail, so the promoters of unrestricted sex took up the cause of legalized abortion rights. At the 1994 United Nations International Conference on Population and Development in Cairo, it was openly stipulated that, quote, "reproductive rights are a natural human right, including the right to a, quote, satisfying and safe sex life, which covers abortion on demand." At the same time, feminists introduced, quote, "my body, my rights," to argue that women have the right to give or to kill their unborn children. The debate expanded from allowing abortion in special circumstances to giving women the power to unilaterally end human life. While tempting people to give in to their desire, the devil uses feminism and sexual freedom to promote the massacre of the unborn. Not only have people been led to commit monstrous crimes, they have also abandoned the traditional understanding that life is sacred